Hi everyone, this is Brian, and this is Make Me a Mixtape number 8. I don't have a whole lot planned to talk to you guys about tonight, just some songs I'd like to play, which is probably good news for you. So let's just get into that. Let's play 1-2-3 by The Tuts.
Some I did. You wanna get away with this on my wall. I'll shout it from the rooftop. I dress for me, not for you. The brain is twisted and backwards too. I wanna take back the night. I wanna take back the day. I wanna take back.
Part of my world.
Okay, so that was The Tuts with 1, 2, 3. Skateboarding Girl by Sick Sad World, who is a Seattle, I think it's a one man band type thing. And I saw the name Sick Sad World on show listings a couple times, and I'm a guy with a Daria tattoo, so I wasn't gonna not check out a band called Sick Sad World, and I was very pleased to see that they're totally awesome. But yeah, I don't know a whole lot about them, but that was Sick Sad World. And then we heard Alien Boy with Orange Crashed Car 14 Times. So now I think we're gonna listen to a little something from the Pet Sounds Sessions, which is a box set that came out sometime in the 90s, so a long time ago now. And when it came out, I devoured it, and it was one of those things where I was almost like, well, why the hell do you need to have any other music when you've got this box of Brian Wilson being genius? Nothing else is gonna live up to it. And my interest in it was kind of reignited by watching some of the studio scenes from Love and Mercy. If you haven't seen Love and Mercy, it's a great movie about Brian Wilson, and my favorite parts were the parts of him being a genius in the studio, working with the Wrecking Crew. Let's start off by just listening to a small, silly snippet. This is a recording of when the dogs were in the studio to get a recording of dogs barking for Pet Sounds.
Hey, Chuck, is it possible we can bring a horse in here without, if we don't screw anything up?
I beg your pardon?
Oh, honest to God, the horse is tame. Can we bring him in? Would you all right?
Just bring his trainer along behind him.
I got to bring my horse. Can you get it today? Get it down here. We'll stay here. I got to rent a trainer. I'll be here till 3. You can do it.
No way.
Brian? My horse would be so bitching in here.
Why not? You know, what you do?
Okay, so that was a little example of how silly and chaotic the sessions were, how insane Brian Wilson might have been, but it's amazing that throughout all that chaos, they made the best produced album of all time, and I think almost every music critic would agree that it's the best produced album of all time and the best album of all time. So, yeah, and earlier I said the studio sessions from Love and Mercy are my favorite part. I remember now in retrospect, my favorite part of Love and Mercy is how John Cusack didn't bother trying to look like Brian Wilson. He didn't bother trying to sound like Brian Wilson. He just looked exactly like John Cusack, sounded exactly like John Cusack. It just looked like he just like walked in his street clothes and just started reading the lines, but somehow it works once you get over the fact that it's just John Cusack sitting there. I thought it ended up being a great movie, but it's just pretty funny that he didn't even bother to try and nobody seemed to care. So now let's listen to a vocal track from Pet Sounds, from the same Pet Sound sessions. Let's listen to a mostly vocal rehearsal from It Just Was of I Just Wasn't Made for These Times. This is just kind of like if you picture the Beach Boys all standing around one microphone, Brian Wilson kind of conducting them with his finger, kind of pointing to when each one start. That's what we are about to listen to. So this is them rehearsing the vocals for I Just Wasn't Made for These Times.
I keep looking for a place to fit in where I can speak my mind. And I've been trying hard to find the people that I won't leave behind. They say I got brains, but they ain't doing me no good. I wish they could. Each time things start to happen again, I think I got something good going for myself, but what goes wrong? Sometimes I feel very sad. Sometimes I feel guess I just wasn't made for these times. Every time I get the inspiration to go change things around, no one wants to help me look for places where new things might be found. Where can I turn when my fair weather friends come bound? What's it all about? Each time things start to happen again, I think I got something good going for myself, but what goes wrong? Sometimes I feel very sad. Sometimes I feel very sad. Sometimes I feel very sad. I guess I just wasn't made for these times. I guess I just wasn't made for these times. I guess I just wasn't made for these times. I guess I just wasn't made for these times. I guess I just wasn't made for these times. I guess I just wasn't made for these times. I guess I just wasn't made for these times.
All right, so that was The Beach Boys, I Just Wasn't Made for These Times, Waxahachie with The Book of Love, and The Softies with Snow Like This. I just wanted to say that if you are a fan of this show, if you've been listening to it, or have just discovered it, I'd love for you to say hi. You can do that by email at makemeamixtaperadio@gmail.com or find the page on Facebook at facebook.com/makemeamix. I really like it when I hear from you guys, because then it just kind of rounds out the experience instead of me just talking out into the air. And yeah, like I said, I don't have a lot to say tonight. I'm feeling kind of just like melancholy and sad tonight and just wanted to have a beer and play some songs for you guys. So I hope you're enjoying them. Let's listen to Whenever a Teenager Cries by the Daurons.
My mama said to me, do you really love that guy? Does he ever make you cry? Rain falling from the sky, bluebirds they don't fly, the stars they're not so bright, the moon stays in at night. It seems the whole world dies whenever a teenager cries.
When she cries,
tears fall.
To carry around.
and we ran into a bear. He was a hairy bear, he was a scary bear. We beat a hasty retreat from his lair and described him with adjectives.
Whoa! Boy, that was one big ugly bear.
You can even make adjectives out of the other parts of speech, like verbs or nouns. All you have to do is tack on an ending like ick or ish or er. For example, this boy can grow up to be a huge man, but still have a boyish face. Boy is a noun, but the ending ish makes it an adjective, boyish. That describes the huge man's face. Get it? Next time you go on a trip, remember this little tip. The minute you get back, they'll ask you this and that. You can describe people, places, and things. Simply unpack your adjectives. You can do it with adjectives. Tell them about it with adjectives. You can shout it with adjectives.
Choo 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 that chewing gum, baby. And when we kiss, it gets in the way. You choo 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 that chewing gum, baby. I wish you'd throw that chewing gum away. Hey, 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 hey.
You're the chewing gum kid.
I'm stuck on you.
The chewing gum kid.
I'm stuck on you.
The chewing gum kid.
Chewing gum kid,
I'm stuck on you.
Chewing gum kid,
I'm stuck on you.
Chewing gum kid.
When are you gonna grow up, baby? You're not a kid anymore. When are you gonna grow up, baby?
You're much too old for.
I'm stuck on you.
Chewing gum kid.
I'm stuck on you.
Chewing gum kid.
Ba 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 ba.
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 Welcome to Oakwood Hospital, where pleasure is the best medicine. We're the Candy Stripe Nurses, and we operate best in private rooms.
Do you sleep with every guy that asks you?
Now, what is the matter with you? Don't you ever get turned on?
Candy Stripe Nurses, the new motion picture that lays bare the after-hours operations of the girls in red and white. In the sheets or on the streets, they're volunteers for action.
Playing doctor was never so stimulating.
What are you doing?
Candy Stripe Nurses. They're young, they're eager, they're horizontal, and their bedroom care is real intensive. So for fast, fast, fast relief, take two Candy Stripe Nurses and go straight to bed. Candy Stripe Nurses from New World Pictures in color.
Rated R.
All right, so do you guys all want to go to the drive-in this weekend and catch Candy Stripe Nurses? First, we'd have to take a time machine back to 1974, but if you can imagine a time when that ad was on the radio and that was a choice at your local drive-in, it was a golden age of cinema for sure. So, we heard Whenever a Teenager Cries, followed by Unpack Your Adjectives from Schoolhouse Rock. And then Chewing Gum Kid by a band called Ice Cream. Now, I challenge you to find out anything about the band called Ice Cream. It is impossible to Google the band called Ice Cream. And then if you search Ice Cream Bubblegum Band, you get tons of great recipes that I want to try to make your own bubblegum ice cream at home. But that's a song from just one of my many bubblegum compilations, but I don't know anything at all about it, and it doesn't seem like there's anything to be found. So if anybody does know anything about the band Ice Cream, please pass it along. Let's talk about how awesome Mick Foley is.
Baby boy.
Okay, so that was Nightbirds with Maimed for the Masses, about a hero to many, including myself, Mick Foley, just one of the greatest human beings to ever walk this earth. And if you haven't already read Have a Nice Day, A Tale of Blood and Sweat Socks by Mick Foley, it's one of the greatest autobiographies that I've ever read. Not just for fans of wrestling, just fans of humanity. I really, really recommend it. And if you haven't read it, you really should do it. And then we heard Stone Cold by Macho Boys. And if you go back and watch that Attitude Era Raw, knowing that that was right before they started using writers, that he was just saying all of that stuff off the top of his head. Stone Cold Steve Austin is just a comedy genius. So fast, so witty. So let's move on. Oh, I'm gonna play a block to either introduce to you or maybe widen your idea of what you think it is of some Lookout Records bands, because in the works I have an interview with Larry Livermore, where Larry and I will do a Lookout Records mixtape, and my hope is, first of all, to talk about a little bit with him about his amazing book, How to Ruin a Record Label, and then maybe play some of my favorite songs, my favorite bands from Lookout Records, and have Larry give you some insights, share some stories about those bands, because most of the bands on Lookout were friends of his. Most of them were neighbors of his in the Bay Area, in East Bay in particular. So, yeah, I think that'll be really fun, and that interview is forthcoming. We were going to do it over the phone, but then it turns out he's going to be here in Portland as part of his book tour. So I think we're going to get together in February and do an interview then, and then it'll be a Lookout Records mixtape. Now, so some of you guys are probably very, very familiar with Lookout Records and know how great it is. Some of you maybe haven't heard of it, and a lot of you maybe know of it as the record label that launched Green Day or Operation Ivy and associate it with the Screeching Weasel type pop punk sound, which is, I mean, when I think of Lookout Records, I think of that sound just like you do, probably, Screeching Weasel, The Queers, Mr. T Experience. But the label is, in fact, a lot more diverse than that. From 15 and Crimpshine on to Go Sailor, one of my favorite bands of all time. So I'm going to do a little block of Lookout Records songs just to introduce you guys to Lookout Records and get you excited for when I'll have Larry Livermore, the Lookout Records founder, talking about these bands. Let's first start off with Pansy Division with James Bondage.
Remember, boy, you control the action.
Bondage is a man I know. I picked him up pumping gas up on Castro. I knew he was the one for me. Gray temples and a little paunch. Looks like he jumped out of the pages of Honcho. I knew he had his eyes on me. Back to his bedroom. James Bondage, he's got me tied up and held as a hostage. He's gonna nibble, gonna bite, gonna turn out the light. James Bondage. James Bondage with the handcuffs tight. I swear to God I'm gonna get it tonight. Oh, I know that he's got plans for me. On on the kitchen table, on the bed, strapped to a four-poster, giving him head. Oh yeah, this is the life for me. Down to his dungeon for a little session. With his whip in hand, he's gonna teach me a lesson. James Bondage, James Bondage, he's got me tied up and held as a hostage. He's gonna lick, gonna suck, gonna tell me to James Bondage. 007 inches, a gold finger up my ass. I wonder how much longer is he gonna last? James Bondage, James Bondage, he's got me tied up and held as a hostage. He's gonna nibble, gonna bite, gonna turn out the light. James Bondage, he's gonna lick, gonna suck, gonna tell me to fuck. James Bondage. Yes, sir!
Okay, so that was James Bondage by Pansy Division. There's at least one person listening to this that I think will really get a kick out of that song. followed by Green Eyes by Cub, and Rain by Cringer. So yeah, that was a little sampler of Lookout Records. There will be a full Lookout Records podcast with Larry Livermore forthcoming. So I think that is going to be all for tonight. Thank you guys for listening. Hope you're having a good day at work if you're listening to this at your shitty job, or if you're listening to this while you're doing an awesome job. It's just hard to imagine that anybody has a job that isn't soul-crushing in this society. So I'll see you guys next time. Thanks so much for listening.